Welcome to episode 484 of the Recruitment Marketing and Sales Podcast. And I'm your host, Denise Oyston. And I have a question for you. Are you a recruitment business owner that still treats LinkedIn messaging like a one-stop shop in the sense that I send one message, don't respond, that's it? Now, you are wasting a huge resource here if you don't proactively use LinkedIn Messenger as a way to create more demand. And this is on the back of last week's podcast where we talked about LinkedIn and some LinkedIn essentials. And a couple of people have emailed me. So I wanted to create this podcast about the huge benefit that is there waiting for you if you start doing messenger outreach. So let's get into it. Welcome to the Recruitment Marketing and Sales Podcast. An obsessive focus on marketing and sales is the only way to accelerate your company growth. So listen in now as we share the latest strategies and techniques guaranteed to deliver you more placements and profits. Well, hi there, everyone. This is Denise. Hope you and yours are well as we cycle through August. And over the last couple of weeks, we've talked about getting systems in your business. And last week, we were talking about LinkedIn. And one of the things that I find with LinkedIn is many people, they do part of the process, but they then don't do the second part of the process, which is where the actual gold is. And that is working with LinkedIn Messenger. And it's funny, I was talking to a client today on the phone, and she was talking about how it's an absolute pain sometimes that you cannot integrate LinkedIn Messenger with your email and various other things that you do on other platforms. And I totally agree with her. It isn't ideal. However, it is a really useful tool. And I'm going to explain more about that in this week's podcast. So, LinkedIn Messenger campaigns and why they should be a core part of your ongoing business development, not just a tool that you use when you reach out, when you're desperate for leads, or you're trying to fill that last minute job. Because one of the things most recruiters only message on LinkedIn, I know that sounds crazy, when they need something. But let me tell you, the real magic happens when messaging is consistent, it's strategic, whether that's your first degree connections or new carefully targeted prospects that you have found using Sales Navigator or other methods and methodologies. It can really help you connect and convert organically over time in a much better way than most people realize. Now, in the last podcast, we talked about LinkedIn. There's over a billion users now. It's increasing all the time. And it's something to remember that it is one of the best ways to connect in recruitment today, particularly if you are working in that professional services type of sector. It's the premier professional networking platform in the Western world, and messaging here has a much higher engagement than your cold outreach or other emails will do, even though all the cold outreach gurus will tell you it actually does. So, you know, if you think about it, it's the same, isn't it, with text and all the things and WhatsApp, why WhatsApp is so popular. If you think about it, when was the last time you checked your LinkedIn messages compared to your email? Now, I know for recruiters, you tend to be on email a lot, but think about your clients and your candidates. Those are the people that you want to connect with. And these individuals are on their LinkedIn Messenger, probably more than you appreciate. And I mentioned this before, and the thing is that the difference for many recruiters who use LinkedIn successfully and those that don't is many just send messages when they're desperate. So job order comes in or when they've got no leads. That's very reactive. And obviously anything that is reactive is always less effective than something that's planned strategically that you're doing consistently. Imagine instead messaging on a regular basis, consistently engaging your network, helpful content, conversations and check-ins. And this is the sort of proactive approach puts you top of mind with people, that when opportunities arise, you're the first person they think of. And we have one of our lovely clients, Rachel, and we've got several Rachels. It must be that age of people. And what she often does is she reaches out, and you know, some people might think this is cheesy, and it works like gangbusters for her. She reaches out and said, I know we connect with lots of people on LinkedIn, but do you fancy a quick virtual coffee? You know, let's jump online. Let's have a bit of a conversation about where you're going, what you're thinking about. And it's amazing how many people say, yeah, that's a great idea. Why not? And I'm wondering how many times maybe you do that, or you're just reaching out with those connections, and then you've got all these tier one connections and you do very little with them. And the great thing about messenger campaigns is they aren't just a quick fix. They're a powerful, ongoing business development strategy, particularly with all the tools that we now have access to. So why should you be messaging consistently? Because recruitment is about relationships. It's not transactional selling. I know pre-COVID, lots of people thought that it was, but I think in today's market, people realize it's about building familiarity. It's about building trust. It's about building credibility. And this can take time. Now, the great thing about LinkedIn is you have two key audiences on LinkedIn. You have tier one connections, and obviously you have the new connections that you're reaching out to. So let's think about those tier one connections. They are your first degree connections. These are the people that when you are posting content on LinkedIn are likely to see it, particularly if you start interacting with them. As a tier one connection, they're going to see more of your content. So that's a plus point that most people forget. So these people, they've accepted your invitation. They're familiar with you. This is really is your silent gold mine. These are warm contacts, just a few messages away from conversion, if you start to nurture them well. I remember there was a lovely guy called Mohammed that we worked with a while back now, and he contacted us. And we started working together, and he had something like 20,000 connections on LinkedIn. And we asked him, so what have you done, Mohammed, at Mo, with your previous connections? And he said, I've not really done an awful lot. And just realizing, I think the penny dropped for him, that he'd got all of these connections with people and he just wasn't leveraging them at all. And then, of course, you've got your new connections of people called tier two and tier three connections. These are the prospects, the new clients, new candidates you haven't spoken to yet. Now, using LinkedIn to reach new connections means you can consistently expand your reach with targeted messages that creates an interest right from the start. So here's something to just think about when we're reaching out. Obviously, you're going to reach out to somebody. They're going to accept your connection request. And, you know, we've talked about before in last week's episode, talked about making sure that your profile looks good, that you've got content on your profile, because like with anything, the first thing that you're going to do is you're going to go and check somebody out that's reached out to you. This morning, bless him, I had somebody called Phoenix. Don't you just love that name, Phoenix, that reached out to me, and good on him. He did a cold call. And he was one of the few people, and I said, look, we've got a lot going on at the moment. Will you just send me an email? And he did. And so that guy had reached out to me. But what did the first thing I'd go and do? I went and checked him out on LinkedIn, because that's how people do things. And that's why it's important with your new connections that you follow some of the best practices that we talked about in the last episode. And if you haven't gone and listened to that, please go and listen to it. There's a full transcription on the website as well, on the blog, so you can see it. Now, here's four things to consider, best practices when you're reaching out with people. First of all, do not pitch your job or services. Don't do that. Please do not be, I just go, please, we love our financial advisor, but please do not be that financial advisor that pitches their services straight away. Seems to be a thing about finance. Is it just me? Maybe it's the gray hair that I have that people think that woman needs to check what she's doing with her money, but that seems to happen to me all the time. Anyhow, don't pitch jobs or services straight away. Instead, start conversations around challenges, recent LinkedIn activity, industry news, all of those things are going to engage people. Speaking of the challenges that we discuss on this podcast around attracting the clients that you want and the candidates to fill the roles that you get, it's a competitive market. And Sharon and I have taken some time away from the business to actually put together something that will help you figure out exactly where you stand with your marketing right now. Now, we've created a quick assessment specifically for recruitment, search and staffing business owners just like you, and it's designed to help you identify whether you're effectively attracting both clients and candidates with your current marketing approach or if there are some gaps that you need to address. Now, this quiz will just take a few minutes and it'll give you a picture of where your marketing is working and where it might be falling short. Because to be honest, in a market where 87% of companies are struggling with skills gaps and candidates are ghosting left, right and centre, your marketing really does need to be spot on. And when you've taken this assessment, we will email you your personalised PDF. So it's personalised to you and it's related to the scores that you achieve and where you fit in a ranking. And what we know works when people are low on one score or high on another. And I think you'll find that incredibly useful too. So if you want to know and find out about your marketing, how it stacks up, then go to superfastrecruitment.co.uk/scorecard. And that will take you to a page, put your name and email address in there, and then you'll go straight into the quiz. And again, it only takes a few minutes. You know, trust me, it's worth the time, especially if you feel like you're not achieving the results that you want currently with the market the way that it is, and you really want to assess where you are so you can make some changes. So let's get back to that podcast. Next thing, personalization is key. If you can personalize, reference it. Post that they made, a mention or a mutual connection. It just shows that this is not a generic copy and paste message. Next thing, you know, take advantage of all the different things that LinkedIn now gives you access to. So that's voice notes, video messages. All of these features really do help you stand out in that crowded inbox and gives you that human touch. Now, the other thing, which is so important, is set reminders for follow-ups. Follow these people up. Consistency will always beat randomness all the time. So make sure that when you're reaching out to people, you are doing this consistently. You've got a spreadsheet or whatever it is that you want to do, or whatever AI tool that you are using that helps you do that. Really important to just start that connection. Remember that 7 to 12 connections, in fact, it's probably more than that now, that we need to make with people before they really start to engage with us. Now, I mentioned this in the last podcast when I talked about, from LinkedIn's perspective, we can reach out to, I think it's 400 people, 400 connection requests a month. And you may want to use these with different people. So think about breaking down how you tailor your messaging campaigns for candidates and for clients. So let's start, you know, some ideas around clients, first of all, because I know many people are in that situation where they want more clients. Share with them valuable market intel, salary trends, competitor hiring moves, workforce insights, all of those things clients are going to appreciate. And also maybe invite them in other ways. Could be on a panel discussion, depending on what you're doing. Maybe it's an interview, webinar. One of our clients does podcast interviews and he reaches out to CFOs and does that thing. And it goes really, really well for him. So think about doing things like that. Provide value first, well-placed tip, helpful resource will always build you a more powerful relationship. Remember, nowadays, people have so much choice. Be the recruiter that stands out for the right reasons, the one that's adding value. When it comes to candidates, of course, then obviously you are going to share them, you know, relevant job opportunities, but not always as a direct pitch. you can tell them about, look, these are some of the types of roles that we fill. We've got some on our website. We've got some more coming in the future. Be worthwhile keeping in touch. And also send them industry insight, career tips, relevant articles, maybe blogs that you've got on your website, maybe your LinkedIn newsletter. And invite those high potential candidates to calls, even though you might not have a job for them. Giving them some of your time, you know, it's a exploratory call. It's not just a job interview. This is about nurturing long-term relationships with these individuals, because they will appreciate it and they will be singing your praises to other people in their network, which is what we all want, isn't it? And of course, as I've mentioned earlier, stay active with these people, because if you're not actively recruiting, you can still be active with them. We all know you never know when that role comes in that suddenly you have to fill. And rather than starting from scratch, if you have got hundreds of warm connections, candidate connections on LinkedIn, that is going to make such a difference for you. And I think I've mentioned this before, but you know, we've just started working with a guy and he started posting more than he's ever done before. And it's made a huge difference for him, because he's been posting his content, which he hadn't done before. And in just one quarter, just by simply interacting with people, he's got from a cold outreach, he's actually got somebody's having a conversation with potentially with three roles. We're going to be looking at $120,000 in commission fees for him. So you can see how just following a specific process and a messenger process like this can work on LinkedIn. And so the key thing is being consistent. You can, you know, if you're getting into an interaction with someone, you can see they appreciate, you know, what you're sending to them, your warm tier one connections. You can be reaching out to them every couple of weeks, two or three times a month even. You know, for colder connections, it might be slightly less because this is a warmer burn for you. But so mix up your messages. Don't just pitch jobs. Don't just pitch your services. Send congratulations. One of our clients always sends a happy birthday congratulation out to people that he's connected to. And he always puts a note, P.S. Remember, if you're looking, drop me a message and let's have a conversation. If you're hiring, you think I could be of help, then drop me a message. And he has people that go back to him just purely and simply. Every day he has it on his task list. Right, I'm going to go and do my birthday connections, birthday comments. And that makes a difference. And obviously, track your success, you know, monitor response rates. The devil is in the data and in tracking. You know, track how many conversations convert to phone calls, to meetings. Analyze the time between initial outreach, placements, or deals. And that way, I think it will convince you that this is something that is so well worth doing. Now, I suspect for some of you, you've got these conversations going around in your head. You know, I don't want to come across as spammy. Remember, this is not spammy. It's spammy if all you're doing is pitching. Have to. Friendly, helpful, personalized messages are welcomed. They're not dreaded. I don't have time. You can use different templates, different ideas, customize, but set some time aside. This is part of your BD process and it brings rewards and results. You know, people say, can I automate this? Yes, there are tools that you can use. And it depends how many people you've got. To be honest, this does not take a lot of time. And when you do this, you will see the results that you can get. So LinkedIn messaging really works. We actually have a whole series of LinkedIn messaging campaigns that we write for our clients. But remember, here's your challenges for this week. So first of all, go into your tier one connections and send a minimum of five personalized value-driven messages this week. Just start. Dedicate 15 minutes to 30 minutes per week to connect with and message new prospects. Personally, I would actually say spend more time than that. Generally, I know that people will say, oh, I don't have time. So everyone has got 30 minutes a week. I would be thinking 30 minutes a day is a better idea to do that, because really LinkedIn is where the gold lies. And remember, you know, LinkedIn messenger campaigns are a long game. Consistency is going to build trust and opportunity over time. Of course, it depends where people are in the buying cycle. If somebody's superstar has just resigned and you happen to be sending somebody a message at the same time, yippee-dippee-doo. But remember, buyer cycle, less than 7% of people are ready to act now. And that other 93% do take time to nurture. And if you are consistently showing up in somebody's inbox, that is going to make a huge difference for you. So this is Denise saying bye for now, and I'll see you next time. If you enjoy this podcast and this year you are ready to take your marketing to the next level, then check out Superfast Circle. This is a unique marketing program designed specifically for recruiters and their marketeers. You get access to two virtual marketing directors, you get consultancy, you get your hand held through the whole process, training, consulting, and we provide content resources. So go over to superfastrecruitment.co.uk/join and check out what's available.